In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Does prayer even work? I was asked that question recently. It's going to take me 2 Sundays to answer, so we'll get the first part done today. Does prayer even work? Without thinking, I blurted out, that all depends on what you expect it to do. If you're expecting prayer to change God's mind, then no, it does not work. Too often, our prayer regresses to telling God something he already knows, and then telling him what to do about it. Imagine 2 hospital rooms side by side, and you're in the hallway, and you can see into both rooms. A priest and a family gathered around each bed. Maybe it's an illness, maybe it's after an accident, it doesn't matter how you imagine this scenario. But they're praying, they're crying together, holding hands maybe. And then in one room, the person recovers, and in the other room, the person dies. It's not that one family had more faith or their prayer was more sincere. It's not that when the sincere meter got high enough, then God said, okay, you made it. I'm going to grant your request, but not to the people in the room next door. They didn't quite have enough. Afterwards, if you're watching this, one room will likely say, God answered our prayers. The room right next door, why didn't God answer our prayers? So, brothers and sisters, no, prayer doesn't work. Not like that, anyway. In today's gospel reading, Jesus finds a chaotic scene. He has just come off the mountain of transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. And there's a father there, and he comes up to Jesus and tells Jesus about his son who suffers these seizures, throws him into the fire and the water. And the other 9 disciples, they couldn't cast out the demon. They couldn't cast out the illness. So Jesus heals the boy, and then later on, the disciples ask, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work? We had already, if you read the Gospels, cast out demons before. Why didn't it work this time? And Jesus says, it's because of your lack of faith. If you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Jesus actually repeats that promise later in Matthew's Gospel. He says, if you have faith, you can say to a mountain, be cast into the sea, and it's going to be cast into the sea. For those that have never seen a mustard seed, it's about the size of a deer tick without the legs. It's a very small amount of faith. For those that have never seen a deer tick, it's about the size of a mustard seed. When I was a little boy, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles. It's a perfect bowl-shaped valley with mountains all around. Got home from church once, maybe 8 years old after this gospel. Went out in the backyard and looked up at those mountains, and I prayed that that mountain would move. And I opened my eyes and it hadn't moved. So I conjured up some really deep faith and prayed really, really hard. And my eyes opened and the mountain hadn't moved. Why? Because I was praying for something nonsensical, and that's not really what Jesus meant by moving mountains. But why were the disciples unable to heal the boy? Why does loved one in hospital room B still die? Those are the kind of mountains that we expect to be moved when we pray with deep faith. Now, I'm not going to question the faith of the disciples or the family in the hospital room. All it takes is a mustard seed. I think the real question is, how does that faith affect what we pray for? In the epistle of St. James, he says, you pray, but you don't receive because you pray for the wrong things. The faith that moves mountains is more than believing in God and more than praying with sincerity. The faith that moves mountains doesn't try to change God's mind to what I want. The faith that moves mountains changes me to what God wants. It brings the thy will be done into my prayer and into my prayer life. You know, just before Jesus goes to the cross, he makes a promise to his disciples. If you ask anything in my name, he says, I will do it. It's John 14. Look it up if you don't believe me. But then Jesus doubles down in John 16. He says, so far you haven't asked anything in my name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. He is inviting us to pray for things in his name, and he is challenging us to see if he doesn't come through. And so for generations, people have been adding phrases like, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit before prayers, and adding the phrase, "In Jesus' name I pray," to the end of prayers. Do we get what we want? Nope. Why not? Because that's not what it means to pray in Jesus' name. Imagine an office with a boss and an administrative assistant. The boss, she says she's going to be gone for a week. And before she goes, she tells her administrative assistant, "Write these letters for me as they come in and sign my name to them." So all week long, her administrative assistant, he dutifully writes the letters and signs her name at the bottom and sends them off. If he's signing his boss's name at the bottom, the content of the letter had better be what she wanted it to be. Imagine if she comes back and finds out that he's been busy typing whatever he wanted in his letter and signing her name at the bottom. He's going to get written up at least and probably fired. To write a letter in her name means that the content has to be what she wants, not just the signature. And therefore, to pray in Jesus' name doesn't just mean to add his name to the beginning or end of a prayer. To pray in his name means the content has to be what he wants. And that's why he tells his disciples, "So far, you haven't asked anything in my name." It's not that they weren't praying at all. It's that they weren't praying for what he wanted. They were still praying for what they wanted rather than for what God wants. They had not yet learned what it meant to pray in Jesus' name. To pray in Jesus' name means to pray what he wants, that the content of the prayer is the will of God. Too often, prayer is telling God something he already knows and then telling him what to do about it. To pray in his name means to ask God what we need to know and then asking God what he wants us to do about it. We'll continue this next Sunday. But in the meantime, the faith that moves mountains, the prayer that is always answered, is prayer and faith that desires God's will and not our own to be done. Amen.